Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and my visit with John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations of the St. Louis Cardinals. Reminder, if you're new to the website, you can download any episode. Just go to Google Play, go to the App Store, and search Scoops with DannyMac.com, and all these reports, as well as podcasts, will be delivered right to your favorite device. This is presented by Lordo's Diamonds. Lordo's Diamonds, located in the heart of Ladue, and you can see their selection at lordosdiamonds.com. That's lordosdiamonds.com. Mention Scoops with Danny Mac or my name, and you'll get even more off the great prices of their jewelry. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. The Cardinals, it's an off day. The first of three with Atlanta is coming up tomorrow, and then we'll be in Texas as the Cardinals have interleague play. The Cardinals, at one point about 10 days ago, had the best record in baseball. Now they find themselves tied with Pittsburgh in the Central Division. Really a rough stretch of games. Cardinals were swept at Wrigley Field. They dropped 2-3 against the Phillies, and then 3-4 at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about lineup construction. Talk about the greatness right now of both Yadier Molina and Adam Wainwright. Advanced age for baseball players. So what? Still playing at a very high level. That and much more coming up with John Mozeliak. Mondays with Mo on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. Mondays with Mo, always our chance to visit with the president of baseball operations of the St. Louis Cardinals. And Mo, as we talk on this Monday morning, we're about at the quarterway point of the regular season. Evaluate your team right now, quarter of the way through. What have you thought so far?
Well, it's always tough to do that when you're having a down stretch like we're doing. Clearly, when you look at the last week and a half, it has not gone well from a baseball standpoint. We entered Washington, we took 3 out of 4, and then thought we had a little thing going, and then we went into Chicago. Things didn't go well, and subsequently, it's been a pretty tough stretch since then. And there's just not one area to blame. Some nights you pitch, some nights you hit, some nights you don't hit, and you pitch. And it's just been a tough balance to really try to right this ship. But, I would come back to the one theme that we tried to address this offseason, and that was consistency, playing clean. I think ultimately if you do that, you're going to end up on the winning end of things. And again, this past week has not gone like we had hoped. There's certainly some things that you wish you could have this pitch back or that pitch back, that at bat. But we are where we are. And I think, clearly getting an off day today, I think it was big. 17 in a row, it seemed to wear on us a little bit. Certainly sat through a few rain delays over that period. And there's no excuses because everybody else had to too. But I definitely think the club could use that break today and hopefully beginning tomorrow in Atlanta, we can get back to our winning ways.
As you look at the club, what are the really good bright spots that you thought could be good but maybe have exceeded expectations as you evaluate your team?
Well, I think when you sit here today, it's tough, but over the last week our starting pitching has been stronger, which is great, but when you're not winning, it's sort of a head scratcher. And so this time, when you're going through a period of where you've lost 9 of 11, it's hard to focus on simply just what's going well, because clearly not everything is going well. You're just not getting the timely hitting. You're not getting the lockdown bullpen. There's always something that's leaking or hemorrhaging when you're going through a period like this. And again, I think the best thing for us to do is put that behind, is take a deep breath and start anew tomorrow.
The interesting thing, though, and I was talking with some fans about this, that's baseball. You know, you're going to have stretches that you think you're not playing well, but yet you find ways to win games. And then there's other times you look at this past stretch of games, there were so many winnable games, but you didn't. But that's kind of the game. It's a long year, and that's really how things shake out. And not all the time, but generally speaking, it seems like things have a way of evening itself out as you go along.
Well, I do agree. If you're doing things right, or most things right, that tends to be the best strategy over a long season. And for us, again, you look at it even like yesterday, for example. You go in with a 3-run lead, but you walk the leadoff hitter, you hit the next guy, and the inning just imploded. And you know, 2 weeks ago, the leadoff guy doesn't get walked, and so it's just different. And so, clearly, when you make mistakes, they get magnified when you're struggling.
Mo, when do you, and I know you evaluate your team on a pitch-by-pitch basis or daily, nightly, with you and your staff, but what point of the year, as I mentioned, it's the quarterway point, but point of the year do you think, you know what, now we've hit this date or this time period where you kind of know what you have with the group that you got, the 25 guys? When do you evaluate at that point?
Well, I think to your point, every day. And so there isn't some date, that arbitrary date that we're like, oh, now we know who we are. I mean, look, the fact is the way this club is playing, you know, at some point we've got to get Bader back into this lineup. So from a physical standpoint, we hope he's going to be able to go here by Tuesday. You're going to have Carlos Martinez knocking on the door soon. Seeing some really good things out of Gomber, Ponce. So at some point, if we feel like we need to change something in the rotation, it's always ongoing. And the fact is, you know, been a little bit hand-tied in terms of some of the day-to-day lineup decisions based on who could go and who couldn't. But ultimately, I think we're getting to a point where we're starting to have some optimism of getting some people returning, and that's good news.
You mentioned some guys in the minor leagues. Has anybody else really caught your attention at this point? Those are some of the usual suspects we hear about. But for fans, is there anybody else down there that's really got your attention and maybe is close to making a jump?
Well, I was looking at this in terms of the major league club. You know, clearly you've got a lot of positive things going on throughout our minor league system, and that's great to see. But right now our focus is on how we can help the Major League Club and what we can do to help change the current trajectory we're on. And that's ultimately our goal.
Hey, Blues fans, pick up the St. Louis Blues hat trick at the Schnucks Deli. You get a half pound of a Schnucks Deli meat, a half pound of another Schnucks Deli meat, Schnucks Deli cheese, all of that ready to go for just $8.99. It's the St. Louis Blues hat trick at Schnucks. And while you're scoring the hat trick, make sure you score some Schnucks Rewards points too. All you have to do is download the Schnucks Rewards app. And as a proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues, Schnucks would like to say, let's go Blues. Hair Saloon for Men. Proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Saloon for Men. 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Saloon for Men. What else does Carlos need to do this week to rejoin the club?
I think medically we would like to just see him be able to respond going back-to-back, and if that goes well, I think you could see him as early as sometime in Texas.
Velocity, those kind of things get talked about a lot with Carlos Martinez. As far as his stuff, how has that looked down in the minor leagues?
all of that looks great. I mean, if it didn't, we wouldn't be talking about him being activated here shortly. So from that standpoint, that's been very encouraging. Clearly, you'd like to see, no walks, so just cleaner command. But the fact that he hasn't thrown much in the last 6 weeks, we can understand why.
Have you had the chance to either see Reyes in person, Alex Reyes, or and also without giving away too much, what were some of the conversations like with Alex after the injury? I know you're very, very close to him in terms of you guys have been through a lot together in his career. Just kind of, if you can, give us an idea of where he's at physically, but also maybe mentally in some of those conversations with Alex.
Well, we're just trying to simulate as best we can a pitching environment for him, but it's not normal. And, our hope is here in about another week, he'll be cleared to actually take away the L screen and then put him in a real game type of environment. But, in terms of me seeing him personally, I haven't been down to Jupiter yet since we left for spring training. He clearly knows what he needs to do. And, these are not easy situations because there was so much hope and optimism on his part where he wanted to avoid the DL and just be a part of a team. But unfortunately, he's back on the IL.
Mo, when you look at the lineup construction and you lose 9 of 11, how much talk is there about maybe changing things up with a lineup, whether that be a guy moving up or moving down in a lineup right now? Or do you stay status quo and say, look, we've won a lot of games with this lineup like this. We lost a few now. We'll get back to the winning ways. How much is that talked about with you and your staff?
Well, Schilte and I talk about those things all the time. Where do you tinker? Where can you try to create an environment that produces more wins? And so that type of discussion is going on every day, especially when you're in a downturn. Clearly, when things are going well, you're not discussing it at all. So, obviously, we have certain hitters that we need to get going. We need certain players to get healthy so we can have that option. All of these things get factored in, but, none of these can just completely be answered independently or in a silo because there's so many other things it affects.
And I want to wrap it up with this. Couple of guys that just keep going and going and going. There have now been, it's either 6 or 7 stolen base attempts against Yadier Molina. That's it. And then the way that Wainwright has pitched, I mean, he was great. He gave up the home run the other day to Frazier, and then after that, he was sensational. Just your thoughts on seeing those two guys at this age and performing at this level and what they've been able to do for you this year.
Well, I think both those guys are examples of what it takes to truly have a long-term career in the game of baseball. And what they do in the offseason, what they do during spring training, and what they do in between games, and in Waino's case, in between starts, is the effort that they put out allows them to have the type of playing career they have. And to see them doing at this age, when most people are walking away from the game, they seem to be still hitting their stride. And it's extremely impressive, something that all of us who get to see it on a day-to-day basis admire. And we're grateful because I think it's just great leadership and mentorship for our younger players.
Mo, as always, thank you on these Mondays, and we'll catch up this week.
That sounds good. Thank you, Dan.